Okay.
Okay.
Okay, everybody say it. Okay. Welcome back to Jake from Eretz Yisrael, who's joining us. I know his heart's in Eretz Yisrael, but he's physically with us, and we're happy to have him here back in person. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Achsa Bas Vimeo's Yortzeit is Boy Biyoim. I had the privilege of learning a little bit about her life on Sunday. A fascinating woman who gave birth while in the ghetto to a child. After waiting 6 years for a child, just imagine a woman who davened for 6 years to have a child, went to all the experts in Europe, in Vienna, and finally she was blessed with a child in the ghetto. Talk about thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what was your plan? So this was an amazing woman who, without a husband, who Nebuch, he died, and she raised her daughter, Mrs. Freeman, by herself to be a great woman, and to see Baruch Hashem much, much nachas in her yard site is today, and our learning and all the great things that the Freemans do should be a schos for her neshama. We were talking last week about the usage of grape juice for dalal kaisis, and we mentioned that the major poisek who was against it was Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, there's a Moedik story, it's recorded in the Rav Dava Feinstein book. I couldn't find it, but I remember seeing it, and then I heard it from someone else, that someone came to Rav Dava Feinstein with an amazing shayla. They had a wife who was a recovering addict from alcohol, and she can't be anywhere near wine. Anywhere near wine. So every Friday night and every Shabbos day, this fellow only makes Kiddush on grape juice. The problem was the family was having a gathering where the whole family was flying to Eretz Yisrael to a program for Pesach. The problem was she can't be anywhere near alcohol. So either she goes with the family, and no one in the family gets to drink wine, everyone has to drink grape juice, which according to Rav Dava Feinstein, calling his father is a b'di'evet, or she doesn't go with the family. So they brought the shayla to Rav Dava Feinstein. So if I was passing that shayla, we'd say, Avada, stay home. Such a thing, staying home for Pesach. Rav Dava Feinstein paskin that she should go to Eretz Yisrael with the family, and the entire family should drink grape juice. Because he held it's kedai to be together with the family on Pesach. That's a moridik apsak. That's an unbelievable apsak. That's, you know, it really sums up who he was. Even though he is the big proponent, he is the whole Maramokim. His Haggadah is where we know that Rav Moshe was against using grape juice. And he said, I'll pikin, it's kedai to be together with the family. So I told him. No, I'm saying it doesn't. You could be with your kids at home. You want to be. No, the cousins. Now, I told my Talmidim, keep this story in mind when you have that cousin, that uncle you can't stand, and you're like, why is he here for Pesach? That's a shame. Rav Dava Feinstein says that even on Yom Tov, we're supposed to be together with our families, even those that annoy us and those that. Not that anyone has it in their family, I'm sure, Chas v'shal, but I'm saying. But that was, I thought, was a very powerful idea for Rav Dava Feinstein. He himself was the big Baal Hashita that held you shouldn't use grape juice. Okay, so we're holding over here on page number 2. The opinion of the Kol Doidi, right? The Kol Doidi.
If I could just ask, sorry.
Yeah.
Rav Moshe was just the Dalal Kaisis or Kiddush in general?
No. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Kiddush was only for Dalal Kaisis because Rav Moshe Feinstein held that in Kiddush, there's another, in the Dalal Kaisis, besides just being what we call a typical Kaisal Bracha, there's an element of Chavis. And Chavis can only be accomplished through alcoholic. So if you take a look over here, number 22 in the Kol Doidi, the same Haggadah from Rav Dava Feinstein, he quotes, Yayin She'ein Meshaka, source number 22. Wine that does not have alcohol, kemoy mitzah novim kvakasavti she'enei min hamufchar. I already wrote that it's not preferred. Ulechein, therefore, afilu adam shemazik l'yayin. Even if someone that wine is dangerous, it's harmful. Tzarech lidchoykes atzma, you got to push yourself. Lekayim mitzah min hamufchar, to do the mitzah in the best way. Ach omer b'yushal mishkol in perigim aloch abeiz, shayim achmirim b'yayin, that they were so machmir b'yayin, af shekaiv lehem roishim atshuus, even though they had headaches, tol shuus. And they did not use grape juice. Even though we pointed out last week, they couldn't have used grape juice. There were no grape juice available in season at that time in Jewish history. Cain, Pasak, Adoni, Ovi. That was the Pasak of my father, Shlita, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Ve'iviyu b'sim etofayim b'esif yot. Ochein, this is important. Nire, she'im chas v'sholom chshash takon. If someone has a serious medical concern and they're not allowed to have alcohol, blood pressure, other medications that they're on that would create a problem if they were to take alcohol. Says Rav Dava Feinstein, or even it's going to knock you out, you're going to be knocked out, you're going to have to be in bed. You have to go to the couch for the rest of the Seder, you're going to be so tired, so out of it. You don't think you'll finish. You'll get one or two cups in and then you'll be done. You'll be out of it, you'll be knocked out. It's funny, more people get drunk Leil Pesach than do on Purim. Whether on purpose or not on purpose, it's just a reality. You drink the four cups, you get very strong wine. You don't realize before you know it, you're a little tipsy. So therefore, says Rav Feinstein, then you have no right to be machmir. We're talking about that person that just sits at the table. He comes to the table and there's two bottles in front of him, grape juice and wine. He can go either way. He's just like, you know what? I'm just going grape juice because I know it's in front of me. It's colder. I like the way the bottle looks. You know, I want to finish it. Whatever, all these non-real halachic reasonings for why someone would pick one over the other. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, all bets are equal. You have no medical concerns, no medical issues, no other factors. Go for the wine. And that we'll talk with the neder later tonight. How strong does the wine have to be? You know, can I buy low-level alcohol wine instead of buying the 12%, 15%? And then I can mix, right, or mix it the two, which we'll get to in a second. Yeah, well, presumably all four cups are going to have the same din.
So why is grape juice so allowed?
Again, even according to Rav Moshe, most likely you're still yotze the mitzvah on some level. You just didn't get the best fulfillment of it. And being that this mitzvah is only once a year, might as well do it right. Now, even according to Rav Moshe, if you have no choice, you have no choice. If a person can't get wine for whatever reason, he can't, or he can't drink it for some medical reason, avada, this is the best he's going to do. But Rav Moshe was, in this regard, somewhat of the minority opinion. As we'll see, many other achrayim disagreed with Rav Moshe. For example, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Take a look at number 23. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Sefer Madani Shlomo, quoting from Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Yadua b'shem Moran Baal Igris Moshe Shad Reitz Lishus Mitzanovim Hadal Koset Tzarich La'arav B'sichus Lishayin." It is known that according to Moshe Feinstein, if you want to take grape juice, you better mix 1/3 of wine into that grape juice. Why? Kadesh tiyash tiyasa derecheres. In order for the drinking to be derecheres, derecheres means there has to be some alcoholic component to it.
So he's saying 2/3 grape juice, 1/3
Yes.
Wine.
Now we'll talk more about the numbers in a second, exactly how this is going to work. We'll see there's another machloikis achrein, and believe it or not, can I mix grape juice with wine to a point where I don't even taste the wine? Shmuel Kamenetsky has an unbelievable chiddush over here. We'll get to Bli Nedar, where he says I can mix a little bit of wine into my grape juice, even though I don't even taste the wine. It's such a minimal amount that it doesn't even have an alcoholic element to me. That's right. He had a big chiddush by Purim also. He thought that you can use grape juice, so we're gonna have to try to understand that.
If we're talking just wine, no grape juice mix or anything, is there any distinction whether it's lower or higher alcohol?
So as of now, no one yet made that distinction. They're assuming Stam wine is strong. Well, today we have the mile of having lower level alcohol. I just saw before I came here, Rabbi, in the Star K from Ramesha Heinemann, his cutoff is 4%. Now, to the best of my knowledge, you can get... No, I think you can get 3.5 kedem. 3.5 kedem. Kedem cup. Right, we'll get to our Rebelsky. We'll see in a second. I don't know what Rashi makes. I don't know what in the Rashi world of wine, but I know kedem, you can get 3.5.
Rashi light is 5 or 5.
Oh, that's the lowest, really.
And then there's a 6, between 5 and 6.
That's their kal? That's Rashi kal?
The Rashi, the kal.
Is there a kal for Rashi?
There's a matu kal, so it's
3.5. Right, so again, so Rabbi Heinemann held, Rabbi Heinemann holds, you can't go anything less than 4%. Okay, that's on the lower end of things.
With wine that hasn't been diluted, because in today's age, they always talk about how...
Right, so we'll see. Ramesh Haim, the way he does the math, he assumes we're talking about 12% wine.
As so, a starting.
Right, his starting point is 12% wine. Then when you dilute it 1/3, where does that take you? That's 4%. That's how he got to his 4%. Because in the times of the Gemara, they used to dilute it 1/3. So the Gemara, so Rabbi Belsky starts off that the wine of the Gemara were in 12% might be closer to 15%. So if the wine of the Gemara is 15%, you do the 1/3, where does that leave you? So again, so that's the question: is how strong was the wine at the times of the Gemara? Right, we have this idea that the Gemara's wine was 70%. That wasn't the case. It was anywhere between 12 and 15%, give or take. So let's see. So what's Rav Shlomo Zalman's taina? He says, "Ugeshayat seiti as a dvar lefnei mora." When I told Rav Shlomo Zalman about Rav Moshe's chiddush, "Omar shezeu chiddush lo yishamanu." Moshe's chiddush is something we never heard of. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very strong about his opinion. He felt grape juice is just as good as wine. Yes. Now, he doesn't explain why. So if you go to the Halicha Shloima, this is in the Madani Shloima. If you go to the Halicha Shloima, that's the other sefer written by Talmidim of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he explains a little bit more. And he writes in number 24, with this halacha, grape juice and wine are the same. Meaning it's not that Rav Shlomo Zalman was arguing under Rav Moshe's chiddush that you need to have cheres. He agrees you have to have cheres. He just argued that grape juice can accomplish cheres. And what cheres do you get out of grape juice? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, v'hagoshes cheres hu ikar shem yayin shechayv l'dal kaisis. He says the feeling of cheres is when you drink a respectable beverage. Aval hachoizik einem ikar shem yayin din yinzeb. But it's not about the strength of the wine. It's about the chashivas. We mentioned this svara a while back when we talked about Simchas Yom Tov. Grape juice is viewed as a chashiva drink. You don't drink it on a regular Tuesday. You don't drink it when you're thirsty. It's a reputable drink. Right. Right, right. The answer is, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's about the title that, of what you're drinking, not what it does to you. Grape juice and wine, these are considered, you know, respectable, choshuva drinks. And that's what cheres is. Drinking a cup of soda doesn't give cheres. A cup of orange juice doesn't do it. Grape juice. You tell me grape juice, you sift to the five-year-old kids at the little Shabbos party they have in school to get grape juice. It's not about the alcohol, said Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's about being that this drink is used on specific cases, it now becomes choshev. The choshev kosher, the lisbol ha-choizik, if you can't handle the strength, meaning the alcohol, afilu einei neifel l'mishkov klal. Said Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not going to be on the couch for the Seder. You don't like it. It makes you a little dizzy. You're not focused. You know, you're not 100% there, said Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rashai likach lichat chila mitzanav. Go straight to the grape juice, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, interestingly enough, on the footnote, they point out, that was the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He had a hard time drinking wine. Normally, Rav Shlomo Zalman diluted it. He mixed the two together. But not for Havdalah. Havdalah, he had straight grape juice. We mentioned this in the past. Rabbi Belsky also used to have that practice, that he would have Havdalah only grape juice, but he had a different reason. His reason was he wanted to be able to have a clear mind to Paskin Shilas. There's a whole sugi, we didn't get to it. Maybe one day we'll talk about it. If you drink wine, if you're allowed to Paskin Shilas. So that's why Moshe Feinstein mentions, that's why the minig is today. Why do we only bench Al Kais on Shabbos? Everyone did that? Three people eat together on a Shabbos meal. Everyone, they told us, bench Al Kais. Yeah, no bench Al Kais. What happens if three guys sit together on a Tuesday afternoon? In every yeshiva around the world, you don't find three guys sitting down to bench Al Kais. So one answer is because no one has wine. You don't have wine floating around. But in your house, you have wine. Right? We all have wine in our house. No one ever thinks about benching Al Kais on a Tuesday. So Rav Moshe writes, I think they quote this in the Rivei Sefraim, because Rav Moshe said, well, you can't drink wine during the week. How are you going to pass the Shilas? Obviously, for Moshe Feinstein, it was an issue. For the rest of us, it wasn't such a concern. Right? How are we going to pass the Shilas? Nothing to do with the alcohol. We might have a better chance of getting it right if we drink, you know? It might be better with the alcohol. It might be better with. But so that's a real issue. How do you have a pass the Shilas? And that Shilas comes up with the Al Kais also. I was told that one of the big Paiskim in Lakewood, for this reason, does not drink yayin for the four cups on Pesach. Because he has to be available Pesach night for Shilas. So he bedavka does not drink wine so he can make himself available to Paskin Shilas. Right, I guess those guys also. Right, I guess that's all people or people that... So this Rav, I forgot which one they quote, one of the big Rabbanim, you know, the Rabbanim today in Lakewood, they feel that they have to be ready on call, you know, people knock on their door. They say this about, I think... See Pesach Franka, one of the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, also had the same cheshbon, that I'm the rabbi of the city, people need me, how do I have, how can I drink? So I think one version of the story was he had his Pesach Seder really quickly, and this way the wine would wear off. The other version is he had his Pesach Seder very late, to give people a chance to come ask Shilas before he started the Seder. But that's the sensitivity of a real Rav, who thinks to himself, how can I pass in Shilas if, you know, people are going to knock on my door? Now again, no one's ever knocked on my door on Lel Pesach, so I'm okay. But I'm just saying it's something to think about. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, I would assume so. Doctors, that's all members. It's the same idea.
Any level of alcohol you can't have?
No. So that's a shayla. How much alcohol did you drink that you can't pass in shaylas? So that depends. It's, the real shayla comes up on Purim. Because according to some sheet, you're out of passing for almost 12 hours. If you haven't had a suda. So that's a suda. So meaning no shaylas can be presented to Rabbanim Leil Purim for the next day. So, you know, everyone is a free-for-all for that one night. So it's a suda. We maybe sometime we should discuss halach l'maisa, how it works. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says normally he would dilute it, but a hoyer lehedja, he paskened very clearly. You are 100% yoytze with grape juice. You do not have to mix it. That's what the women used to do, which we'll talk more about that tonight. Is it so simple that the women should go for the grape juice? Obviously, in most homes, usually the men drink the wine, women drink the grape juice, or the women like to mix the two and make themselves feel like they're equal. But I've seen like some women put like a drop of wine, like this much in. I'm not really sure what that accomplishes besides where there's just now a little bit of wine in their cup. Are they margish the alcohol from that little drop that goes in? We'll talk about whether or not women are different than men. So if you take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, number 26, Rabbi Yaakov writes, says Rabbi Yaakov, preferably you should drink wine. Anyone who can't. You may drink grape juice. That was not pasteurized. So this is something we have to talk about a little bit when we go backwards to discuss grape juice for Shabbos and Yom Tov. One of the issues with the grape juice is that when they pasteurize, when they cook it, they make it bishul. It's now mevushel. So if it's now mevushel, it's a little bit of a notch lower. Another element of pasteurization is it now makes it impossible to become alcoholic, which is what makes it different than yayin megitoy, because yayin megitoy is just early stages. It hasn't fermented yet, but it could. When you once you cook it, now it's game over. Even though we'll see, Shlomo Zalman suggests you can let it sit out; it will turn alcoholic. Well, we'll have to get to all that. Well, what? That's correct. Right.
So once it's official, then it's.
So then it has
continued to become
correct. So we'll have to get to that at a different time. But the point is that Yaakov is also open to the possibility of using non-alcoholic wine, except for pasteurization problems. Most of it is pasteurized. You can buy grape juice that's not pasteurized. It's called must. That's hard to find, but if you can find it, that would really be the best form of grape juice to use. If you take a look very quickly, number 27 and 28, we're going to have to read very quickly from Dain Fisher, Shaul Yaakov Fisher. He says, L'chatchila, you should use wine, but he does point out one would definitely be yotze the mitzvah for grape juice. And at the bottom, he quotes over here that in his later years, he would go with 4%. He would use 4% of Moshe Heinemann. Also, this 4% of alcohol. So if you want to be Yotzer of Moshe also, so 4%, you'd be Yotzer of Moshe Shita as well. If you take a look at number 29 from Chaim Kanievsky, Chaim Kanievsky says, they say about him, Chaim Kanievsky didn't go for grape juice, he only had wine for his four cups. So they asked Rabbi Belsky, number 30, in his Shulchan Alevi, what about lower level alcohol? So Rabbi Belsky passed the following. Ha'im efshu d'shtambish b'yayin kal ha-makil rak 3.5 kahal. Can you use 3.5% alcohol for both Kiddush and Dalet Kaisis? And Rabbi Belsky's response was, tshuva, l'dalet kaisis yesh l'kachto yayin choshev. The roof of Dalet Kaisis, it has to be something reputable. U'ladas ha-rambam hu'tzorech li'ez orev kifidas ha-shoysa. We'll come back to this Rambam, but we'll see a chiddush from Rabbi Soloveitchik based on this Rambam. But the Rambam says that the cup that you, the alcohol, the grape juice or wine that you drink on the Lel Pesach should be nice for you. And you should be subjective, something that you like. If you like your wine one way, someone likes their wine, right? If you like dry, you like this, right? We'll see how that plays out. Halacha l'maisa. So red has its own milo. Red has its own milo. But then there is this element of, you know, in the red, let's say in the red family, you like this type, someone else likes that type. So says the Rabbi Belsky, Yocho lekachas lechatchila. If you can't handle the strong wine, Yocho lekachas lechatchila yain kal. You can take lower level alcohol. So Rabbi Belsky paskins clearly 3.5% is fine. So again, my suggestion always to people is go with the lower level. This way you yotze even according to those that are machmir. If you go with 3.5, if you get 4%, if you get 5%, again, just keep it low. Don't get 12% and then drink on top of that the whole revius and the whole cup, and your becher is the size of, you know, 12 revius. You're not going to make it too far into the Seder. So Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky has a chiddush over here. And he's a little bit of a hezber. He writes over number 31. He says, simple. The Mechaber writes, Yayin Megidda Mikachanov. You're allowed to use Yayin Megidda. Yayin Megidda means freshly squeezed grapes before they turned alcoholic. V'soichir odo meshkoshanov. You're allowed to squeeze a bundle, a bushel of grapes. I'm going to love Kiddush. I'm going to say Kiddush. Says Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, it's pasha that you can use for dalet kaisis without any issue grape juice. And it need not be alcohol. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you're not doing the mitzvah. You're good to go with 100 with grape juice. Umistavra, and it makes sense. Even those opinions that hold you need alcoholic, i.e. Rav Moshe Feinstein, ha'akoponim moide, they agree. Shekishiyesh ma'at alcohol. When there's a little bit of alcohol, shape yotzim alechatchila, then you're also yotzim alechatchila. Avshu kolosh harbe, even though it's so weak, ukimache imagish in tam alcohol. You don't even taste it. You're still yotzim according to Rav Moshe. So Shmuel Kamenetsky has a gevaldik chiddush over. He wants to say that even according to Rav Moshe, if you're going to have very, very, very low level alcohol, and you don't even taste it, after you have that cup of wine, you're good to go, you can drive, you can do whatever you need to do, you don't feel at all a small, buzzed, whatever word you want to use, you're still yotzim according to Rav Moshe. How does that make sense? Didn't Rav Moshe say it has to have cheres? So he writes in the footnote, he says, Oyma Moiv Rebbe Shlitim. Shmuel Kamenetsky explained to the author, the mistavra dechol de isbe afilu ktsas alcohol, gamma igris Moshe moide. Even if Moshe would agree, as long as there's alcohol in this cup, even though it's not giving you any feeling, it's not giving you cheres, but there's alcohol in the drink, Rav Moshe would be okay with that. I don't know. I'm not so sure why that's such a given.
From a 4%?
Yeah. Addition to my grape juice.
A little, but it's got to be a little bit of 4% alcohol.
Right. Meaning he's saying that if I would take my cup of grape juice and put in a little bit of wine, whichever, you know, even a 4% wine, and no one feels anything in this cup, even if Moshe would agree, Yotze. Why? So he says, the choshev yayin hamesamech, you are drinking wine. You're not. You're drinking grape juice with a little bit of extra non-grape juice that's not doing anything. Interesting. So according to Shmuel Kamenetsky, you can put in mamish low. You can really have under 3.5%. You can make a grape juice. You take 80% grape juice. You put in 20% wine. There is absolutely no feeling whatsoever of the wine. And you're still going to be yaitz according to Rav Moshe. Right, I'm just not sure how that fits with Rav Moshe's lomdus. Rav Moshe's lomdus was assumed that the cheiris is the alcohol component. Now he's saying, no, it's not the alcohol component. It's alcohol in the cup. Like, you know, Folgers in the cup, right? Alcohol in the cup. I am not feeling it. I don't feel any sense of difference because of it. You still eat it. That I have a hard time understanding, the lomdus behind that premise. But that's his psak. So according to what we're seeing now, buying lower level alcohol is definitely the way to go. And even if you don't want to do that, even taking grape juice and mixing on your own, which might even be less than the 3.5% or 4%, possibly even according to Rav Moshe, you'd be yaitzen. This is just for dal cases. No, for regular kiddush and regular avdallah, even Rav Moshe agrees you can use grape juice. Rav Moshe has this chiddush specifically by dal cases because he has to have chiris. Perhaps even the chatchila. Yeah, we'll have to get to. We're a little out of order in our shurim. We were supposed to have two shurim first about kiddush and avdallah, then we were supposed to come to dal cases. But we'll have to come back to Blineda after Pesach. It seems like it, right? His father seemed like he wasn't so comfortable with it. Right? It's a good point. So if you take a look over here, the Chuvas on Haggaz of Moshe Shtelmach writes another interesting svara. He writes, says, today we don't really drink too much wine. He says a svara that we really mentioned once before from the Debret Ziner. He says, at the end of the day, we don't drink grape juice that frequent. We don't. We really don't. Most of us don't. So therefore, when you drink grape juice, it's already in your mind perceived as an important drink. So he wants a taina, even though it has zero alcoholic element to it, but it's still considered, you feel like you're drinking, you know, like a wine type of beverage. Right? Well, why is it that when kids in Shabbos party have grape juice and not orange juice? Because they feel like they're a big kid, they're having grape juice. Grape juice is a chash of a drink. Now, it's similar to wine, but it's not wine, it's not alcoholic, but it's like the closest thing. So he wants to tell you that grape juice is that viewed important type of drink, and that's why you eat
it. We equate it with Shabbos.
Right. That's why we saw this argument from the Debret Ziner Rav. It's viewed as a special drink. And that's why you can use it for Kiddush and Avdol. And then in the next piece, he points out that, you know, maybe really the best option would be is to mix the alcohol. And then he writes at the end of the next piece, he says, V'chein shemati al tamad chochem, shekoyde machag. Talk about trying out before Yom Tov. There was a guy at Talmud Chacham who tried it out. Before the week before Pesach, he would try out and measure how much grape juice versus how much wine, and how much do I feel the time alcohol. He measured it out. I don't know how many tries it took him to do this, but he measured, you know, how much grape juice versus how much wine, how much am I feeling it, how much am I not feeling it, and when he got to that magic number, he said, okay, this is what I'm going to do for the dollar case. And that's it. Yeah, that's right. It solves all the problems. So this is a great business.
Was like allergic to wine, the way they make the tannins and all those things, but not the grapefruit juice.
So then 100%.
So he could have, could he have grape juice, but could he also have like a kosher Pesach whiskey to give him the chayrus? No, I'm serious.
It's a good question. Right? So Beli Neder on Sunday morning, we'll talk about it. In our Sunday share, we're going to talk about the idea of using Chamar Medina to supplement Chavis. We'll actually talk about it. It's going to come into our share Sunday morning, believe it or not. We're going to work it. We're not talking about grape juice Sunday morning, but we're going to find it works its way into the sugya. So it's a good hara.
If you took cannabis.
We talked about that before Purim already. Right. But you're asking David a very good question. It's a brisker rough. Brisker rough discusses this shayla about whether or not you can substitute Chamar Medina or something else for Chavis. Something else. We'll talk about Belina. We'll talk about it. Belina the Sunday. Hopefully, we'll cover it. So, right. So let's keep on going. So, if you take a look over here in the Gevuras Eliyahu, the Gevuras Eliyahu was a Penkin. Pinchas was the big Pesach here in America before Rav Moshe came to America in 36, 37. So Rav Hinkin writes like this, Omdom, Kasavti, I already wrote, Shemisha Yochalish Tez Yain, someone who can handle wine, Sarachalish Tez Yain Rogel. He's got to drink regular wine. Shebechola Teira V'Hagimara Mekusha Yain Imshikus. Wine is always associated with its alcoholic element. That's what makes wine special. So whenever we talk about wine, we always mean alcoholic form of wine. It's supposed to be to give you that joy and that pleasure. Alcohol, but if the doctors do not let him drink alcohol, some medications that people are on, they're not allowed to take alcohol. Pashut says Reb Henkin, sheyochol levarich olav by priagofen or the kaddish olav umevushol kibaskina afilu mevushol. He says even with mevushol, no problems. You can use it. Don't feel guilty. Again, it might be bidyevin, but for some people it is bidyevin. That's what they have to do. They can't drink wine. This is what they should use. If you take a look at number 34 in the Haggadah from the Minchas Chayin, that's from Noach Isaac Obam from Queens. So he writes mitzan ovim ene mina mufcher. It is not preferred. Lots is boi dechayvas arba koses. Grape juice is not the preferred version, but again, as he writes on the footnote, as we keep on saying over and over again, if a person cannot handle wine for medical concerns, he definitely should not go for the wine. He should mix it to some form of a compromise, go like a 3% to 4%. Do not get sick over the wine for the delicacies. Right, so we pointed out last week, so that was one of the riots they want to bring against the grape juice. So Shlomo Zalman said they didn't have grapes, and the way the harvest worked, it didn't exist at that time. But if they would have, they would have given grape juice. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman's riot back to that.
We also thought that maybe he didn't get sick until after
this. So if we take a look over here in the Nefesh HaRav, Reb Shechter makes an interesting, quotes an interesting psak from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik had a contrary argument. Not only should grape juice be allowed, it might be better for someone to drink grape juice. Why? So he writes over here based on the Rambam. So he starts off, B'gemar p'sachin d'vishosan chai lo yotza l'gam yidei chavasa. We had a Gemara. The Gemara said if you drink it chai, chai means without diluting it, it's raw. So you're not yotza. U'bilashin Rambam, the Rambam says, da'alu koysa e'ilu tzorech limza goysa. You gotta dilute this wine. You can't drink it undiluted, it's too strong, it's not enjoyable. K'dei shtei shtei ariva, so it should be a pleasant, enjoyable drinking. Hakol lefi hayayin lefi dasa shayser. That was the Rambam we saw earlier. Depends on the wine, it depends on the person. You got to get a good wine for yourself for the Seder. V'api dvarim hei Rabbeinu, based on this, Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out, she'elu shloi nenim shtias yayin. Those people who don't enjoy wine. So they sit there every four cups, and they're cringing. And they close their nose, and they, I can't stand this. What type of cheiris is that? That's enjoyable. You hate every second of it. So said Rabbi Soloveitchik, go mitzvah adam yayin, they'd love a cup of grape juice. A cup of grape juice is nice. It's sugary, whatever. It's refreshing. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, for them, grape juice should be the preferred option. They taka should use l'chatchila grape juice. Because the Rambam says it's got to be something you enjoy. If you can't, if you don't enjoy wine, so then you're not yaitza. So here Rabbi Soloveitchik has come up with a third possibility. That in chayrus is not the alcoholic component, but it's the enjoyable component. You got to enjoy what you're drinking. So then at some point, you might be stuck at some point. You know, right, you got to do something. But here he's arguing that since you don't enjoy the wine and you enjoy the grape juice, he thought that should be a better option.
You're not going to apply like to the third or the fourth coast when you're just sick of it by then.
Yeah.
In other words, the first two you're okay with.
Right. According to Rabbi Soloveitchik, if I'm not enjoying this, it is not pleasurable, it's not an expression of freedom.
Right.
At some point, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing over here?
That in terms of for leaning, for example. I hate leaning.
Right? That's a good kasha. The Rav Yoha is your kasha. The Rav Yoha says, what type of joke this is today? No one eats like this. No one eats. This is the most uncomfortable eating I've ever had. It's a good kasha.
This is
maybe against the Gemara. So again, all of this we have to believe neder. I didn't even plan that this is going to work out with Sunday morning shit. It's just kind of lucky like this. But all these things we have to discuss, Mr. Shem, on Sunday, we're going to discuss how does chayrus of the dollar crisis work? What's included in that? Everyone knows that the Dalkaris has something to do with Cheiris. What is Cheiris? What's enjoyable? What's not enjoyable? It all is somewhat connected. But Haseba is a good question. That's why the Rav Yoh says, women today, we're so much on the Rav Yoh says, throughout the whole Haseba.
The whole seva makes no sense. It's not enjoyable. First of all, the way most people lean today, they're probably not even doing a seva the right way anyways. That's a question. But that's not for now. But it's no one eats like that today. You go to...
Nobody agrees with that.
The Ramo quotes the Rav Yoel. It got to be this. It got to be Isha.
There's no better way to get the kids awake.
It's a seva.
That's what I mean.
No, it's definitely... It's a great way to change the tzura of the meal. But it does need explanation. If the whole purpose of a seva is chavis, what type of chavis is the way we eat? It's so not enjoyable. If a frat, if you have a lefty, because the whole machloek is what a lefties do. So for a lefty, it's even more inconvenient because it's the same time they eat. So we've discussed that in the past about the haseba for the lefties. So here's another question. Says the or Letzion. Let's see what the Sfaradish Paiskim have to say. This is not the Arachaim because this is Rabbi Shaul. The Sfaradish Paiskim, right? So he was asked, "Im Efshel Lotzidei Chayves Arba Koyses B'Mitzvah Novim, can you be yotze with grape juice?" Tshuva Lichatchila Min Haroi Lekachas Dafka Yain LeMitzvahs Arba Koyses. Preferably, says Rabbi Shaul, go for the wine. Again, if you struggle, if you have a hard time, definitely you can go for the grape juice. This is a big chiddush. He says one of the cups should be wine. I don't really understand that. Like, what's that worth and what's that about and what's that value?
The way you're saying it, you're saying all the cups are equal?
Presumably. I have no reason to think they should be different. Before him, I didn't see any reason why all four cups are the same. They're all the same lumdus.
Unless you say, it's
kiddush. Again, so we'll talk more about this between another Sunday. If every cup of kais, every one of the four cups has two components to it. It has what's called the kaisal bracha, and it has this chayris element to it. So kiddush is, it's like a regular kiddush, which we'll have to discuss a little bit more. Now, if you take a look over in Rabbi Asher Weiss in the Haggadah of the Minchas Asher, he writes also, if someone has a hard time drinking the four cups, you can use grape juice just like you do for Kiddush V'Avdol. Nonetheless, Yesh Ma'il B'Yayin, says Rabbi Asher, Avada, there's definitely a perk of using wine, given shekasav achreinim, the yesh lahader achayayin mishubach. He's supposed to go after older wine, wines that are more praised. V'loy mevushal v'konditin, and not to go cooked wine and konditin. B'vadei mitzvah novim eina b'chal yayin mishubach. So argued Rav Asher that you're always supposed to get the best type of wine. Grape juice is definitely not the best type of wine. It's for anyone who drinks wine, grape juice is not even on their list of drinks. It's so not a thing. So therefore, Rav Asher writes. We'll see a few minutes. Rav Asher is going to say something else about it, but he did not think you should use it.
I've often heard this that a person should at least try to do the first coast. But
I'm not sure where that comes from.
Mitzvah is dalek coast.
I don't know. This is the first place I saw this. This Rav Abba Shol. I'm not sure what the svar is. And which one of the four cups would you pick?
Well, I've definitely heard.
I don't know. I wouldn't pick the first. Probably the first is regular kiddush. So kiddush, I would think you probably can get away with grape juice. I would think maybe it's the second cup. The third cup is regular benching, kashal bracha shal benching. So I'm not sure I would have made such distinctions.
According to the Ramban, you need a red wine tafka.
That's right. According to Ramban, tafka. That's the reason.
So you would use
that's a din in Kiddush. That's a din in Kiddush. That's Ramban. But that Ramban's are all Kiddush. All Shabbos Yom Tov, the Ramban had like that.
No, but that's why you would go to first coast.
Okay. And it's a din in Kiddush according to the Ramban. If you take a look at Moshe Shtemach, he writes something very interesting.
Moshe doesn't follow the idea of the Ramban.
Correct. He's not going that route. He's saying that he thinks there's intrinsic value.
Right.
He thinks there's intrinsic value in wine, and alcoholic is definitely a milo. Now, here's where things get a little interesting. Rav Moshe Shtembach writes, the G'doyle Yisrael, there were some great leaders of the Jewish people, K'may HaGoyim Mitshabin, like the great Shabin Rav, Umar and Hagriz and the Brisker Rav, V'achazinish, Nogu Lohokel B'mitzanovim. They were lenient with grape juice, Gamle Dal Kaisis, V'ein the Fakli was there. No one had a big deal. Now, here's a question. Did they themselves drink grape juice, or did they tell other people they could drink grape juice? It's not so simple. But it says Rav Moshe Shtembach, first of all, the Briskers are very upset by this.
Grape juice is equal to wine, even if wine is not a problem for you, you just choose it? Or grape juice, if you can't take it?
So right now we're saying that grape juice is the second option. Wine should be your first option, if all bets are equal. We're going to get back to that in a sec. As Rav Asher is going to point out, that don't bring me rice from what the Biskarov and what the Chazanish did. Chazanish was known for having quite a few ailments, and stomach ailments is one of them. So if someone has, you're going to tell me that the person with all the biggest medical ailments is the one who used grape juice, so I can use grape juice. Not such a pashut raya. Now, the truth is the Briskers were very upset about this, Rav Moshe Shtembach, because they claimed the Biskarov never drank grape juice for the four cups. Now, the truth is, if you look carefully, he never says the Biskarov drank it. He said the Biskarov said someone could drink it. Right, he didn't say he himself did it. Now, we know that the Chazanish Taka did drink grape juice. That we have testimonial from Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Quite a few places where Reb Chaim Kanevsky is quoted as saying that my uncle, the Chazanish, drank grape juice. So that we know. We don't know that the Biskarov drink grape juice. And the Brisker still today deny it. They say, absolutely not. Never did the Biskarov drink grape juice. Okay. So Rabbi Asher Weiss points out over here. What? He said, if you look at number 39, he writes, says Rabbi Asher, Yodua, it's known. Shachazinish, Rogel, Hoy, Elishes, Mitzan, Avon, Dal, Kaisis. The Gama, Goyim, Chabin. You see who Rabbi Asher left out? The Biskarov. Right, two out of three, he says, everyone knew. But the Biskarov wasn't so popular that he drank the grape juice. He says, Ulam.
He says that he himself drank it, which...
Who? Moshe Sternberg. Sounds like Nogul Hakav Mitzan Ovin Gam Ladal Kaisis.
Like that he allowed it.
Right, doesn't say he drank it, right.
Right, so he says he drank it.
Right, so the Chazanish, we know... No, Rabbi Asher is saying we know the Chazanish drank grape juice. That we know from Chaim Kanievsky. The Chabiner, apparently, we also knew. But he doesn't say we know the Biskarov did. Rabbi Asher didn't write that. Rabbi Shem Zambi, we have, right? He told us. So he writes over here, Ulam Efshasha Yain Heziklem. Says Rabbi Asher Weiss, don't make me arrive from these Gedolim. Maybe wine was dangerous for them. And the Chazanish was known for having medical ailments. Even the Biskarov wasn't a very healthy person. The Biskarov had more respiratory issues. That's why a lot of the time when the Biskarov was the Rav in Brisk, he wasn't even in Brisk. He was in other places for breathing, to get clean air, and he wasn't so much in Brisk. Simcha Zelig, the dying of Brisk, was much more involved in the running of the city of Brisk. But in any case, I don't know if that connects to why he had to drink grape juice or not, but says Rabbi Asher, it's not such a great riot from these Gedolim. These Gedolim had medical ailments, of course. If someone has medical ailments, they're going to drink grape juice. So this is not necessarily going to be the biggest riot that a healthy, regular adult should use grape juice. If you take a look in the Haggadah Mibeis Brisk, so what did the Briskarov do? Morin agriz hichmer la'atzmi v'lokach l'kiddish yayin. This is what he used to use, at least for kiddish. Yayin noki l'loite sefer sukkah. This is a famous Brisker thing. If you ever go to someone who's a Brisker, they have no sugar in the wine. They don't have any sugar added to the wine. Why not? Based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, she'i mikachin elo al yayin aroi l'nasach l'gam ha'mizbech. You can only use wine that can be part of the mizbech. Then this Arab Badvash, if you mix it into it, any sweeteners, it has to be naturally sweet. You can buy today, now what they call naturally sweetened wine. But any added wine or sweeteners, they will not drink. So just be warned if you go to a brisket for a Shabbos meal, maybe bring your own wine or something. You know, bring your own, but that was the brisket. So whether or not the brisket, again, grape juice, I don't know if grape juice has sugar in it. I guess you can get natural grape juice without any sugar in it, because if the brisket rub is marked, but not to have anything with sugar, so how would he turn around and have grape juice? I don't know if they have any grapes with no sugar. Yeah, they have natural, sweet. So that's what if the Briskarov took grape juice, it would have to have been natural, sweetened, no sugar added grape juice. Right. Now here's the shaila. What about women and children? What about women and children? What type of beverages should they use? So we know that women are chayiv 100% in dal kaisis just like the men. Afin hoyi bayis tanes. Rav Asher Weiss has a chiddush. I don't know if anyone argues on him, but I often tell this to people before Pesach. He says, even if an Isha has no chiyuv to do haseba, she has to drink the wine derech eres. So he says, if let's say, for example, the lady has two kids on each lap, and she's taking care of this, and she's trying to drink the wine. He says, it's missing in cheres. So even if she doesn't lean when she drinks the dalkaisis, she has to at least drink the cup like she's enjoying, that she doesn't have three kids on top of her trying to clean up a meal. So even when a lady drinks the kais, even if she doesn't do baseba like a man, it still has to be drinking the derecheres, which is interesting. Because a lot of the women, they're moving, they're going, they take a sip and they run, they come back. He says that's wrong. That's not an expression of derecheres. And everyone has to drink the kais as derecheres. That's one of his chedushim that I've heard from him many times before Pesach. It's something for the women, it's kedai that I mention this to the women all the time. They should be aware of this. Even if they're moving and going and there's kids and there's that, the four cups, you sit, you got to be there for the four cups. So what about wine? Is there akbada that the women should drink wine? Is that for them an expression of chiris? We generally assume women and wine are not something that go together. That's why in Yom Tov, women don't get wine for Yom Tov. The men get the wine, the women get the jewelry.
Oh yeah, why is that?
The Gemara says. When the Gemara says, Imsachim ain't simcha what? How do you have this simcha's Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, the kids, you give him the nuts. The women get the big day tzivayim.
They just like jewelry more.
Oh, very good. That's what the Yashiv says. We'll get to it in a second. But the Ashra is going to say that's Kiddush. So most people assume it means women have zero interest in wine. They have zero interest. That doesn't do anything for them. So why would I give them wine for Cheres? So if you take a look over here in number 41, they say for Sidr Pesach Kilchoser. He writes, V'roi loses l'ktan. Okay, what about kids? Now we know we have a mitzvah to be mechanach children, especially a gilchanach, 10, 11-year-old kids. You're going to give them four cups of 12% wine? I don't suggest it. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get sued for something. But, right, that doesn't make too much sense. But you have a mitzvah to mechanach them. So you're going to be mechanech your child to do the mitzvah not the proper way? How does that work? So here he writes, no, the children get grape juice. Because this is easier for them to drink, and this is what they enjoy. They're not going to enjoy a 5, a 7, a 9%, 4 cups of wine that strong. They're going to get very sick very quickly. Okay. What about women? So Rabbi Abba Shaul writes, Ulanoshim, Yesh Lohokil, Chathil, Lishtais Mitzanov. You know, I'm not talking about women that are pregnant or nursing, and that's a medical concern. Women that have no medical concerns, they can easily have a bottle of wine as they can have grape juice. Says Rabbi Abba Shaul, no, they lechatchila, we give women grape juice. Says the Sefer Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Rav Moshe Motcha Karp, he writes number 43, the noshim muktanim yoitzim lechatchila b'mitzanavim. No question. Women and children, they go straight for the grape juice. And he explains in number 44, oh, we're really up against the clock. So he explains in number 44, why is that? He says, because women don't enjoy wine. Neither do children. If the whole scenario why we give the men wine is because of the chayrus, it's not chayrus for these people. They don't enjoy it. It's not pleasurable. Skip it.
That's based on what the Gemara says.
So comes along Rabbi Yashiv, and to my knowledge, Rabbi Yashiv is the only one who says this. Rabbi Yashiv writes, no. Rabbi Yashiv thinks, lechatchila, you should give the women wine also. Why? So he writes, number 45. V'af Yishloimah says Rabbi Yashiv. Even women, says Rabbi Yashiv, preferably do not give them wine. Says Rabbi Yashiv, women enjoy wine also. They do. They get a geshmak out of a good bottle of wine. The Gemara says that if you have to feed a wife, part of it got to feed her. She gets a cup of wine a day. That's part of your required responsibility. I thought women don't like wine. Says, no, they like wine, says Rabbi Yashiv. I, the Gemara, effectively, Rabbi Yashiv, I said, why did the Gemara say that the way you make Simchas Yomtiv for ladies is with clothing and not with wine? Says Rabbi Yashiv, Poshet. Because Simchas Yomtiv is every day. Every day you have to eat basar, and every day you have to drink wine. So he says, that's a lot. That's asking a lot. The Avagav, the Inlonu Kabonis, and Nikasim Chabasa, El Bazar, okay? Who is Marzeh Simchi Biyam, because Ram, them, Samach Yoise, Gam Bazar, Shkinder Khoilam Smech, Bechil's Bazar, I will talk like a Bazar, the Chosabish. Aval Isha, Misamechas, Bemashi, Simchi Yoise. She doesn't enjoy every single day a cup of wine. So, for a week, she doesn't need wine. But she likes her occasional wine, but perhaps overall, she'd rather the clothing. Ulechain, Zokta Bliashiv, Hachanami, Isha, Avagav, Shisimcha, Bishtias Yain. She likes the wine. She likes the clothing better. But Avada, she enjoys a good cup of wine like anyone else. Therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, you should give her wine at the Seder also. As they pass into Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know if that's the practice today, but that was Rabbi Yashiv's argument. So he holds the Gemara is not a raya. Because Avada, she likes big date tzivayim. She likes it more than wine. But she enjoys a cup of wine with the dinner of chayrus. We're not going to have time to get to it, but if you take a look at number 46, number 47, is the shayla about using raisin wine. There's a whole din can use raisin wine. Okay. So what's the din based on? Raisin wine is non-alcoholic. So if raisin wine is non-alcoholic, can I use it or can't I use it? So the Tzvi Pesach Franken, the Hatzvi, brings this argument about grape juice. And he points out, if you look in the Paiskim, many Paiskim are very, very hesitant to allow raisin wine because it's lacking the alcohol element. So if you can't use raisin wine, how can you use grape juice? I mean, these Achroinim were not talking about grape juice. They were talking about raisin wine. Says Dr. Tzipetzach Frank, you can't use raisin wine, you can't use grape juice. Says Rishul Kamenetsky, it's not a good ride. He tells raisin wine is lacking because it came from raisins. Yeah. Came from the wrong fruit. Okay. Even though a raisin is...
Raisins came from right.
But it's already too far removed. So therefore he says it's not a good comparison. You maybe would not be allowed to use raisin wine, but you'd be allowed to use grape juice. That's Rishul Kamenetsky's conclusion. So Allah Lamaisa again... In a perfect world, we should use wine. Hopefully, we can be able to use wine. We'll feel healthy. We'll feel good. Mr. Hashem, we should be able to become all the mitzvahs that we need to properly on the night of the Seder.
Amen.
Okay, yeah. Wishing everyone a wonderful Yom Tov. We'll be back in Mr. Hashem after Pesach. Sunday, Mr. Hashem. We'll be here Sunday morning, Mr. Hashem. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Where are you going to be?
Florida.
Florida, very nice. When are you leaving?
Sunday morning.
Enjoy. Fantastic. Be well.
Great, thank you.
Take care.
You can give it 34, 20. Yeah. 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 So someone just...